Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Experience Better Lifestyles podcast with me, your host, Paige. So I woke up this morning and I knew exactly what I wanted to talk about on the podcast, and that was healing and my healing journey, because this year, specifically 2024, I was ready to take my mom healing era to the next level and really dive into some of the more deep-rooted things in cycles that I would still see in myself and wanted to address. And I was like, that's the perfect thing that needs to be talked about. You guys know it's on my heart. I want to talk about it because it's been about it'll be 7 years in June that I started in like the personal growth, self-development space. Basically, my whole life shifted once I found out I was pregnant with my daughter and I needed to do, and I knew I had to do things differently. And then it's just progressed from there. But from here, you guys, we're gonna keep it real. Healing is so glamorized, in my opinion. It is so glamorized, especially on the interweb. Healing is not easy. Healing is challenging. Healing is hard. Healing is messy. Healing is going to some of the darkest places within yourself. The accountability, the forgiving, the acknowledging. Oh man, not being able to suppress anymore. If you can relate to that, just know you're not alone. My biggest thing in my healing journey is I suppressed so much. I would push down until I would explode. And I didn't want to feel like that anymore. You can feel the tension in you. You can feel the hurt. And when you start healing and you start seeing things differently and you start seeing yourself differently, you start seeing experiences differently, there is a lot that comes up. And healing is not linear. Oh my gosh, you're unpacking so much. And there are certain times where I've said along my journey where I'm like, I am not unpacking that right now. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, I do not believe I am in the place to unpack that specific trauma right now, because I've learned how hard it can be. I've learned how difficult that can be. Seeing events differently and, oh my goodness, the anger, the disappointment, the frustration, the hurt that can come through trying to work through some of these things that have happened in your life, people, circumstances, events, traumas. And please understand, on some level, everyone has gone through some type of trauma. And this is why I'm such an advocate for some type of therapy. I know talk therapy isn't for everyone. I have gotten to a place now where talk therapy doesn't work the same for me. And the reason it doesn't work the same for me is because I have become so self-aware, and self-awareness isn't enough to heal. There's another part of that, and that's replacing experiences and feelings in your brain to rewire. So I can tell you exactly why I'm doing something, where it stems from, what it come from a lot of the time. So just talking about it isn't enough for me anymore. Though I do still advocate for some type of therapy for any and everyone, so that you're not bleeding on the people who did not cut you. So you're not running around in this one lifetime that we're given, hurting people, being hurt, angry, self-sabotaging, not reaching goals, not truly enjoying happiness and freedom. I'm a big advocate for that. Yeah, so I wanted to work through more of that, like the deeper stuff now and in current time. Something about, for me, turning 30, I just knew I wanted to do things even differently, like more elevated. I wanted to be the best version of myself. I want to be the best version of myself. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. there's a lot that has to be addressed, and there's a lot that has to be forgiven or not forgiven even. But you don't allow those circumstances to hold you hostage. One of my favorite quotes, I feel like there's going to be a lot of quotes this episode. One of my favorite quotes is, what happened to you isn't your fault, though it's your responsibility to heal from it. And as crappy as that sounds, it's the truth. Because the only one that ends up hurting them is you. It's you're the one who stays stuck in those moments, in those traumatic events, dealing, you know, having the broken heart, the bruised ego, the operating from being defensive. I can tell you that was one of my biggest, besides the suppressing and pushing things down, was the defensiveness. I was so defensive. It was, I wanted to keep the world out, yet I wanted to be surrounded by people. And I think that was one of kind of my final clues before I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, that I would be surrounded by people. This party girl era, party girl page. I would be surrounded by people, literally surrounded, aka bar scene, club scene. You know, there's barely any room to breathe. And I would still feel so disconnected and so lonely. And even at those times, I knew something. I knew operating the way I was operating wasn't going to be it. And I didn't know at that moment everything that I needed to work through and unpack. And how far trauma can really be tied. You can have generational things. Generational trauma, things that go back way before you even were born, and the behaviors and the patterns that, and the belief systems that were ingrained into you over the years. Sometimes you are carrying things that really have nothing to do with you. Sometimes you're carrying beliefs of your mother, of your father, of the rest of your family, of old past relationships that aren't even yours to carry. I had to come to terms with two things being able to be true at one time. Like, my mind knew that. Consciously, my mind knows that and easily knows that now, that two things can be true at the same time. And for me, I was very challenged with acceptance and anger being able to coincide at the same time. I realized that I had learned that being angry was quote unquote bad, hence why I would suppress so much. And I have now come to a place where I can hold space for being angry about certain things that have happened that were unfair and not okay and not cool and really left me hurt and different than who I was, and also accept what has happened and not allow it to hold me hostage in my current in present times. I think that with healing, besides the messiness of everything, it's also so beautiful. It is so beautiful on the other side of working through certain things. And I think a part during my journey where I kind of got stuck was in the wanting to change the endings of certain things that had happened in my life. And if you have ever been in circumstances, environments, or hurt by people that truly left you feeling broken, not understanding if you were going to be able to survive it, I think you'll understand more of where I'm coming from here when I say trying to change the endings and being like, if they had only done this, or if they hadn't done this, you know, we could have done this, and how could they do this? And there was a lot of like shifting and wanting to make the story differently, which is why at a point I held on to so many people, hoping I could somehow change the ending of what had actually happened and not try to construe it so I could digest it to keep certain people in my life and to try to not have to cut things off. Because I was such a person, one of the biggest things that I had struggled with in my life was the fear of abandonment, and that stems all the way from my adoption. I mean, it gets real deep, real deep. My fear of abandonment, and I never, ever, ever wanted to be the one to make someone feel like I abandoned them. So I would hold on to things. I would hold on to people, to situations that were physically, mentally, emotionally hurting me, because I didn't want someone to feel the way that I felt. But when I realized how that was so, it was so sick. I put sick in quotes, like it was so sick for me, like it was making me sick in the way that I operated and the way that I felt in my mentality and my emotional state. It's when I started to accept that you can't heal in the same environments that made you sick. You have to move. You have to let things go. You have to allow some people, you leave them right where they were at. My cutoff game became almost dangerously good. There's not a lot that I tolerate anymore. I've become so equipped with my boundaries. Like, my boundary tool belt is real. Because the boundaries, I think I said this before on a prior episode, like my boundaries are to keep the people in that I want to be around, not keep people out. Like before I had the walls, now I have the boundaries, because I know what I'm willing to accept. I know what I'm willing to have in my life. And I want to be able to reciprocate for that for other people. And when you get to that kind of level of understanding and therapy and you in healing, you stop taking everything so personally, right? We've talked about that a little bit before too. And it allows you to coexist in this life so much more freely, so much more peacefully, so much more happy, because you don't take everything as personally. I definitely still feel things very deeply, especially if you're close to me. I do the best I can to pour everything I can. And there are still times that, even though I said my boundaries are, you know, my tool belt for that is very equipped, there are times that I definitely overstep my boundaries to try to save people that I love from certain situations or that they're involved with, because of the working on being a former people pleaser, seeing the potential in someone. And if you only did this, if you only did that, you know, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have to feel like this. You wouldn't have to deal with this. You know, like I said, healing isn't linear. There are certain themes that'll come up, and they will come up in different ways as well. There has definitely been some things that have tested me and still test me to this day, which is why I said I wanted to get a little bit deeper into this. I am in a place in my life where I am willing to do more of that harder work, not just the fluff work on the outside, but really get into myself and be like, there's some stuff that's still in there, girl, that's still hurting. That inner child, that angry teenager, that still needs to be addressed if you want to address it. I personally like being very intentional about saying that I'm on a healing journey, because I know I'll never be perfect. I know life will never be perfect, though I find so much fulfillment in being able to learn more, do more, see more, understand people better. I can psychology someone to death. The self-aware, not only am I self-aware at this point, knowing enough about a person, I can pinpoint certain behaviors and why they do certain things. And I would say that's kind of a blessing and a curse, because your empathy comes out even more, though that's where the boundaries come in place. And you are allowed to understand people. And also, once again, two things can exist at one time. You're allowed to understand people while also not needing to save them and also not making their behaviors okay. You don't have to justify what they did, what they've done, because you understand their traumas. That is something still that I work through, that is challenging for me. That it's like, oh, but they only did this because, you know, their mom left when they were 5 and they haven't worked through it yet, or they only did this because in their past relationship they were hurt so bad and that's why they're closed off and emotionally unavailable. If I can just be the safe space, you know, you make excuses over and over again when you can see why people do certain things. And then that's the part where it's up to you that says, hey, I see you, I understand you. It still doesn't make it okay. And I can't be in this, you know, relationship or this environment or this situation, even though as much as I love you, I'm going to have to love you from a distance at this point. Because if being in a situation, an environment, a relationship, this, when we've talked about relationships, I'm talking about platonic and romantic and family and business across the board, relationships across the board. If it is hurting you, if you are being mentally, emotionally, physically hurt being in that situation, environment, or relationship, you gotta go. It's time to go. It's time to leave. It's time to continue to move forward. And that part hurts because not everybody can come with you to your next phase. Not everyone can come with you to where you're going. Though I promise you, when you let go, you also meet other people that can come with you, that want to come with you, that do support you. And it gets lonely at times. It gets lonely. That it would be a lie to say it doesn't. It does get lonely at times, the more you heal, because you realize you can't just be anywhere and everywhere. And you don't want to give your energy everywhere and to everyone because it's not deserving of, or it's not worth it. But at the same time, the peace you feel within yourself becomes amazing because you're not looking for the external as much. You're looking for the internal. And the nice thing, as much as I said, like with the internet where I said healing is glamorized, the nice thing about also the interwebs is being able to connect with people who are where you're at and where you're going. And it makes your world feel a whole lot bigger. Right now, I am loving the community that I am a part of on TikTok. Not only is it the supportive moms community, which as moms, I felt like Facebook had scarred me for a while because those mom groups were vicious. And I have found such an amazing community on TikTok with people who are going and understanding like where I'm going, who have similar goals, who are able to, you know, address the hard things in life and still not take it out on other people because their life is hard. We have no keyboard warriors in our group that just, or in our community that go and hurt people just to hurt people because they're hurting. I don't have any of that. It's such a beautiful, 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 beautiful thing. But healing, you guys, like it's different. It's work. Healing is work. And to me, it is worth it, the work. It is worth the work. Because I like me. I love me. And I can say that not in an egotistical way or in a vain way or in a way that makes me think I'm better than anyone. Because I definitely do not. I do not believe I'm better than anyone. There was something that I saw that I really liked where it's like, I don't think I'm better than you. You think I'm better than you. And that hit deep because it's like, dang, how many people are operating from that wound? How many people are projecting from the wound of thinking other people think they're better than them? But that's really not the case. It's you think that I'm better than you. I'm not better than you. Just me. I'm just being me. I'm falling in love with the journey. Taking accountability for the areas of my life that I can take accountability for. I am choosing to spread as much happiness and good into the world and light. No need for the darkness for me. I have no desire to go intentionally or actively hurt anybody. Peace, peacefulness, and being able to be at peace with yourself. It's beautiful. That's the part of healing that's worth it. Or when you notice that you're breaking old patterns, that you're handling things better than you used to, or that the same things don't get you. Oh, it is such a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing to know that you are in control of you and that the external things that go on are external and you don't have to internalize them and you don't have to operate from those places, that you're allowed to remove yourself and you're allowed to be different and change and grow and evolve through this life. It's just a really, it's good here. Though, like I said earlier, healing is not linear. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be times that you react in the same old pattern you thought it was healed. There's going to be people that come into your life that test you on things that you thought you've moved through that you may not have. And that's okay. And that's okay. You give yourself the grace you need to keep moving forward. You give yourself the love and hugs and cheering on that you need, because at least this time you're aware of it. At least you see this time the pattern. And you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from a place of at least having some tools in your tool belt. And then you learn how to use those tools. And the more you learn how to use those tools, the easier it becomes, the more fun life becomes, the more good things you start attracting. It's all interconnected is what I've come to realize. So that's where I'm at right now in my healing journey. I am very, very proud of how far I've come. And I'm very, very proud of anyone else who has taken on this very challenging task of healing. There's still places that I want to go. There are still things that I want to unpack and handle and be able not to hold me to any type of chains in the current life or in my current time frame. I want to keep moving forward and I want to keep falling more in love and in happiness and in peace with this life that we have. So I hope there was some good in there. I hope there are some things that you guys can take away. I adore you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Sending love and light always. Me, the Experience Better Lifestylist.